The following is a video that's posted over at YouTube, and the video is also at the website, BulaNetwork.com. Enjoy the audio. Thanks. It's just been way too long since Tweedledee and Tweedledum have seen you, and since you've seen them, and that pig back there, I don't know that you've ever seen him. And yes, he is a bank. And that's important for today because today's subject is marketing. I was asked the question, was there a specific book about marketing that I thought would be especially helpful? And I thought, man, a book? I couldn't think of just one. In fact, and he went on to challenge, well, three. I mean, I couldn't think of just three. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of books about marketing. And for a subject that seems so complex, it frankly is fairly, it just to me seems fairly simple and straightforward. I'm not saying that it's the easiest work on the planet, but it can be a lot easier. So let's at least get our big toe wet. Let's get our big toe in the water. We're not going to be all inclusive with this. It's not going to be the most comprehensive discussion about marketing, but who isn't interested in marketing? Every small business owner has to be interested in marketing. I recently did a podcast. I should have looked this up. I think it was episode 153. I'm not sure. Just go to the website. It was the last, I've got a loose wire in the headphones here. This is the great thing about Sennheiser headphones, by the way. All the parts are, pretty replaceable, and all the connections, they have these little plugs, and, but I toss them around, and so they get out of kilter every now and then. My big melon head. Go back and listen to the last podcast episode. I think it was 153. Shameless self-promoting hussies was somewhere in the title. So, well, how can you miss that? It's got to be the only podcast episode I've ever done that had the word hussies in it. And it was from a book. In fact, I had the book laying here the other day, a couple of days before I recorded that. Funny. I bought the book because the title. Marketing. I did a behind the, or inside the Yellow Studio. I did a video this past weekend, and it was in light of the events of Friday in Connecticut. And I did wax somewhat religious. If you're not inside the Yellow Studio, go up to the upper right-hand corner and plug in your email address. You can opt out with a single click if you don't like it. I thought a number of people would, because I don't wax religious, but I admittedly did in that one episode that goes only to subscribers. It's not out in the public face of Bula Network. I did get some unsubscribers, and I'm cool with that. But that speaks to the whole point of this whole marketing thing. I did in that video, I did mention being a young father. My daughter is now 31. When she was a little girl, kindergartenish, preschool, we were at a mall, and we were inside a toy store. Go figure that a kid wanders off in a toy store. Well, sure, they wander off to the next aisle. No, leave the store. Look around, and I mean in a flash, she's gone. Well, what do you think I did? Do you think I just stood still and thought, well, she'll find me? No. Aside from panicking, and my heart just sunk. Now, this is long before Amber Alerts and all of this. I mean, we're going, but she's 31 today. So this was a long, long time ago. No, her name is Renee. I went down the next aisle over, hollering her name, Renee. I went down the next aisle, Renee. No, Renee. I'm looking all over that store, hollering out her name. People looking at me weird? I don't know. I don't care. I have a lost little girl. I don't care what anybody thinks. Hold that thought. Now I go outside, you know, mall sidewalk, indoor mall. I'm looking one way and I'm hollering out, Renee. I'm looking the other way and I'm hollering out her name, Renee. I don't see Renee. I go to the store next door. I peer inside. I holler out her name. I ask the people, you know, within spitting distance of me, have you seen a little girl? I'm sure I described her and I'm sure I described what she was wearing. I go to the second store over and there she is, her back to me. She's at the counter and she's talking to a couple of, you know, teenage sales girls, just carrying on a conversation. I'm trying to find her. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to find a specific person. In this case, it happened to be, you know, my little girl. Well, who are you looking for? Because that really is the story of marketing. I was trying to connect with a specific person, one person, a father and a child. We're running businesses and we're trying to connect with people, not specific by name, by blood kin people, but specific people nonetheless. We're hollering to get attention. We're doing, you know, this, the proverbial shouting. And what we're trying to do, because this is the essence of what marketing is we are trying to be found, make a positive impression, give people the proper perception about who and what we are so that people go, I'm here. I'm here. I'm right here. You're looking for me. Well, why am I looking for you? Because I'm exactly who you're describing. I'm it. I'm the Renee you're looking for. That changes everything. Because everything is marketing. My business is focused on three things, three really simple things. One, to help small businesses get more clients. Number two, to help them serve those clients better. And number three, to not go crazy in the process. That those are the sum total components of what I do. That's my work. So for people to say, well, I'm into marketing, you know, but I'm not that into operations. Oh yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You better be. Your operations had better be slick, smooth, and your service had better be spectacular, because it will affect your business, because it's marketing. It's not enough for you to do a good job where I hold up my hand and say, me, you're talking to me. I'm who you're looking for. And then you drop the ball. Well, now I'm not raising my hand to you anymore. I'm looking for somebody else so I can raise my hand to them and say, hey, over here, you're looking for me. I thought I was looking for him and I thought he was looking for me, but he dropped the ball. He hacked me off. He didn't serve me very well. Go on Twitter, go on Facebook, and every single day, and I don't have this huge, it's not like I got this huge stream of connections. Every single day, I will see somebody post something about how they're leaving somebody and going elsewhere. In fact, just today, Kent Julian, public speaker, services the educational community out of Atlanta. Terrific guy. I've had the fortune to meet him once. Didn't get to talk to him very much because somebody else dominated him. You ever been to events like that? Doesn't it just hack you off? You'd at least like to go up and have a halfway decent conversation. I mean, it's not like you want to just dominate them, but somebody else just camps. And anyway. But we've exchanged some jabs and whatnot because we both have the same famous hairdo. So he flies a lot. He travels a lot. Delta. I think it was Delta. Sorry if I'm messing this up. And evidently, he obviously had some issue with his Sky miles, over 500,000 miles. And so he posted, like we all do, out of frustration with the service. So here's an airline that he raised his hand to for over 500,000 miles. And they've messed up. They've screwed up. They got his business. They got his money. But now that he's got a bad experience, you know what? He's going to go out of his way to try to raise his hand to somebody else, to some other airline that he can fly out of Atlanta. We all do that. Get more customers, serve them well, and not go crazy in the process. That's what I'm trying to do. Now, admittedly, most of my stuff is not in the online world. I need to do that more. I'm working on that. It's a 2013 project. But that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to connect with people. You're trying to find people. Now, let me give you the mindset game changer for so many small business owners, especially solopreneurs. If you have not yet fully embraced the drive and desire, I'm not saying that you got to have the kind that I had when I had a lost little girl. It doesn't get much more passionate than that. You just turn into a maniac on a mission. But can't we embrace some of that? How important was it that I reconnect with this little girl? It was super important. In that moment, nothing else mattered. Did I care that people were looking at this crazed guy? Picture me, 30 years younger, with hair and a dark mustache. I'm yelling out a girl's name. What is going on over there? You know what? You're not Renee. You don't get it. No problem. I'm still hollering out this little girl's name because you know what? She's going to know my voice. She's going to recognize me calling her name. That's all I cared. Well, look at us with marketing. Do you really care? Do you really care that people that aren't interested in what you have to say are going to think, well, who does he think he is? What do you care? What do you care? They're not raising their hand anyway. I'm not talking to you anyway. And we've had those kind of conversations, you know, you and somebody else are talking to somebody and somebody else, hey, was I talking to you? No, I'm not talking to you. You know, buzz off. We need to have a little bit of that. We really do. It'll make you a more effective marketer if you can get focused on, I have something of value. I have a service. I have a product. I got something. And people need it. And it's urgent that two things that they find me. It's urgent that we connect. How does that happen? I go where they are and I announce. I go everywhere I go and I announce because you never know who you're going to run into. Now, people can say, well, I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be obnoxious. Well, I don't either. I did that whole podcast about that. But does that mean you have to be obnoxious? And by the way, who's thinking you're obnoxious? You know, the people that I look at and I go, you know, man, this guy just, he's really off-putting. I'm not buying anything he's got anyway. So what does it matter if I'm put off? The people that are buying from him, they're not put off. Why are they buying from him? I don't know. They like him. I don't. So I'm not buying. So I'm going to be, you know, like my friend in Atlanta, I'm looking for another airline because I don't much care for that one. It's why there's competition. It's a great thing. If you don't like me, you don't want to watch any of my videos, you don't want to listen to my podcast, you don't want to read my blog, that's cool. The sooner that you get gone, the better for both of us. The sooner you stop play and you move on and you leave me alone and you don't waste my time and you don't let me waste your time, you're better off. So am I. we both win. Isn't that great? So when you do it properly and you do it constantly, you find people who raise their hand and say, me, here I am. You're looking for me. And you find other people who go, get out of here, buzz off. Both outcomes are great. Both outcomes are efficient. It works. Stop being afraid. Just stop being afraid. The world's got to know about you. The world's got to know about what you got, and you got to get busy finding the people you can help. And who cares if the people that you can't help or the people that don't want you to help don't much care for what you've got to say or how you've got to say it. You know what? Yeah, you and the horse you rode in on. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is BulaNetwork.com. That's B-U-L-A Network.com. On behalf of Tweedledee, Tweedledum, and I don't know, we're going to have to name that pig. Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it. This is the Yellow Studio.